The enemy works in the world as allowed. And boy, is he doing work. We'll talk about it. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. The 16th day of February, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Justin Trudeau is supposedly the son of former Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. There's a popular story on the internet that his real father is somebody very different. Margaret Trudeau was basically a world-class whore. She had affairs with Ted Kennedy, with Jack Nicholson, Lou Rawls, actor Ryan O'Neill. She supposedly slept with every member of the Rolling Stones, although Mick Jagger said that she was so gross he wouldn't touch her with a barge pole. But there aren't any conspiracy theories about all of those people being baby Justin's father. No, the theory is that Fidel Castro is Justin's father, conceived during a Trudeau visit to the Caribbean in 1971. And you can see why this theory is so wildly popular, because Trudeau has revealed himself to be a tyrant worthy of Castro. Thanks to his newly invoked emergency powers, Trudeau has given himself the right to seize any bank account he wants. Canadian state media is analyzing a hacked list of crowdfunding donors to the truckers and is trying to contact them for questioning. Canadians are literally running to the bank right now, today, as we speak, desperately trying to get their cash out for fear of losing everything because they may have given $5 to a trucker. But nobody goes bad overnight. Our next guest, Sandy Glaze, says that there's a lot more that's horrifying about Mr. Trudeau, or Castro. Sandy says that there's a dark underbelly of pedophilia and child sex trafficking in Canada enabled by this crime syndicate of Justin Trudeau and his friends in Ottawa. Glaze says that while the world is distracted, Trudeau is ushering in an agenda of pedophilia and is queering all of society. Sandy sent us images of the Pierre Elliott Trudeau Foundation, a nonprofit named for Justin's father, using symbols that the FBI says are used as code by pedophiles. In 2013, Trudeau marched directly next to Dr. Benjamin Levin at Toronto's Pride Parade. Just days later, Dr. Levin was arrested for manufacturing and distributing of child pornography. Of course, this being Canada, instead of getting executed like he should have, Dr. Levin was given a few months in jail and then released. That's disgusting enough. But it all gets a lot worse than that, if you can imagine it being possible. This freakish pedophile was the man responsible for a disgusting sex ed curriculum that Ontario tried to ram through in 2010, which planned to start sex ed with six-year-olds. And with 12-year-olds being taught explicitly about gay sex and similar topics. Now, that curriculum didn't pass, but most of what Levin wanted to teach got added in 2015 after he was arrested. Now, this kind of quasi-pornographic curriculum is now being spread all over the world. Last August, Trudeau's government hosted its first drag queen competition for public employees. In 2016, Trudeau's government lowered the age of consent for anal sex. Besides Trudeau, Sandy says that the just-ousted Ottawa chief of police, Peter Slawley, is linked to sex crimes as well from his days as a UN peacekeeper in Kosovo. According to Amnesty International, young girls were kidnapped and forced into prostitution in that country, and UN and NATO personnel were some of the leading customers. Now, Sandy theorizes that he was chief of police in Ottawa specifically to protect the prime minister from these crimes. The coincidences, Sandy argues, are just too creepy and too weird. Child sex trafficking, she says, is a state-run business in Canada. And Sandy Glaze joins us now. So you're saying Justin Trudeau is running a child sex trafficking ring in Canada?
When you talk about Justin Trudeau, I think it's pedophilia is run by the Prime Minister's office. He just happens to be the one in power right now. But he's the one pushing the agenda because he's more queer than the last Prime Minister we had, who's also gay, Stephen Harper. And this is common knowledge. So when I talk about what's happening in Ontario, I also included some things in universities. I gave you newspaper articles where they're pro-rape chanting minors at the University of British Columbia. This is all through the system. It's through the universities, any institution. So the victims are in the public school. The perpetrators are groomed in the universities. That same year, 2013, there are pro-rape chanting minors in the University of Halifax. This is during Frosh Week. Frosh Week is known to be around the week of September 11th. We know what September 11th is. It's a date that they charge energy and create havoc, as they did in 2001 with the Twin Towers. So what they're doing is they're trying to get the children, the students in Frosh Week to decide which ones are the pedophiles. When they pro-rape chant minors, they watch to see whose eyes light up, who's into it and who's not. So it's nothing about IQ in the universities. This is about psychopathy, who the psychopaths are and who's not smart enough to figure this out. This last September at the University of Western Ontario, down the road in London, they said 30 girls were drugged and raped. In the newspapers, Globe and Mail, I think the Toronto Star said, Frosh Week starts on the 6th, but ends on the Sunday. Notice they didn't say ends on the 12th, because we would have figured out it was happened on the 11th. So when we start seeing this, so that was a sex sacrifice. These are virgin sacrifices in Frosh Week. Our system is fucked. It's all pedophilic to the core.
So, I mean, I believe that. I believe that there is a pedophilia global cabal hell-bent on the destruction of Christianity and the innocence of children. I believe that 100%, and I know it to be true. What you are alleging specifically, do you have any proof of any of this?
So I went to Ben Levin's trial. It was a four-day trial. The person who is his defense attorney is Clayton Ruby, who is the head of the Law Society of Upper Canada in Ontario. He said in some countries it's legal to have sex with children. That's what he told the judge. So do we have proof of this? When you look at, do I have proof of this? She didn't even come out. The judge didn't even come out. And I don't think she gave transcripts for what transpired in that courtroom. She came out with a summary for her reasons. I'm trying to see if I have it here, of why she made the 2.5 year sentencing, why she went with that. But when you look at the front of it, there's no file number on it. So when I'm talking about these universities, Ben Levin worked at the University of Toronto. OISE, which is the Ontario Institute of Education, is at the University of Toronto. I included a newspaper article of a man named James Cantor from CAMH. CAMH works at the University of Toronto. It's located. I'm saying our universities are pedophilic and they're sex offenders, and they're putting them in training. Because what has happened in November 10th of 2010 at the University of Western Ontario, I'm going to introduce one of your pedophiles in this program. They created a report confronting the many faces of child sex abuse, developing a comprehensive national strategy. I pulled this off their website. They put all their names on it. What they say is nobody over 35 is a sex offender in the school system. Like, how much proof do I need?
Yeah. I mean, the evidence is clear here in the United States. I mean, we have teachers that are normalizing the sexualization of children and teaching them that they shouldn't like being a boy and that they should want to be a girl. I mean, it's absolutely sick that this is allowed to take place. And anybody that finds out that it's going on in their school district should absolutely deal with it by any means necessary.
It is every school district. It's every school district. They rolled this LBGT, Elemental P program, out almost as fast as they did the COVID lockdowns. The only two times they get things right is when they want to lock people down or ravish or wreck them. Like, these aren't coincidences.
Yeah, I mean,
so when you talk about Margaret Trudeau, Margaret Sinclair, she supposedly went to McGill University. McGill University is known for MK Ultra. You familiar with the MK Ultra program, the mind control?
Yes, of course. Not deeply. I don't have a deep knowledge of it, but I definitely know what its premise is.
And they use hypnotism to make the victims forget what happened. So that incident on September 11th down at the University of Western Ontario, they have a Center for Research on Violence Against Women and Children. They weren't mentioned in any of the articles. But what they said was these girls were drugged. Well, if they were drugged, they're not going to remember. So MK Ultra, when you look at McGill University, they're being sued right now. What is it called? The Allen Memorial, because they were all sexually abused in that university. And now they've all come back as adults, and there's a class action lawsuit.
So Trudeau knows about this and is allowing this to go on, actually wants it to go on. Do you believe that Trudeau's he's participating in this activity as well?
So Trudeau is in place because he is one of them. And I don't give a shit what happened to Justin Trudeau as a child. A lot of people say, well, they're born into it and they were hurt as children. It was wrong then or it's wrong now. They don't get both, right? So it's interesting when you, have you seen the female operatives in high places? It's a list created by Field McConnell. And he goes around and talks about all the women in the Western world who are the handlers. It's supposed that Stephen Harper's wife, Lorene, is on that list. She's a handler. But I went through out of curiosity to see how many of these 94 women had connections to Canada. And I think I got 39 women had connections to Canada. And you know what they're all connected to? 39 of 92 had connections to Canada. So some of them are like Liz Cheney. So there's a Jane Fonda. There's Americans in this list. So when I looked at this, why did I categorize it this way? I don't know. Categorize it. Pedophilia. 20 of them are tied to pedophilia. LBGT, 14. Picton Pig Farm, 8. And I've got somebody I want you to talk to if you want to. He says Trudeau's connected to the Picton Pig Farm. It's amazing how connected this is. You know what that is, right?
Yeah. You know, it doesn't surprise me. And I just was talking with John Schneider a few minutes ago, and he's going to be on the air here with me coming up. And I brought this up because Hollywood is infested with this. Schools are infested with this. All of the things that kids are attracted to, Disney, you know, the Nickelodeon. I mean, we did a special on Nickelodeon. This is going back a year ago now. One of the first things that we focused on was the pedophilia symbols that are being projected right out in front of the wide open to our children. So it doesn't surprise me that the people at the top are involved in organizing this. You're alleging specifically that cops are installed specifically to protect the people from this, and that doesn't surprise me either. So it pisses me off, just like it should you and everybody else. What does the average person do about this that wants to do something to stop this?
You can't. If you go to any of the higher ups in your own
you can't. This is just going to go on forever.
You can't. Okay. No, I'm not saying that. We out them just doing exactly what we're talking about. This fellow that I want you to meet, he has gone into the local towns. And you know, when you drive into a town, it says, welcome to. He says there's pedophilia squirrels, like two-tone paint in the signs. So the people who come into the towns know whether that town supports pedophilia or not. We got to wake ourselves up because the people in charge aren't going to tell us what's going on. You had Ali Carter on. I was almost like epileptic, nodding my head to everything she said about the school systems. I was working with a mother who recently, the Children's Aid Society basically stole her daughter. I submitted a tape on a Thursday night. There was supposed to be a motion on the Monday. We've got all this recorded, affidavits, everything. So the Monday, the woman went to court. The Children's Aid Society never even told the judge that they had got a recording saying the girl was saying that she was being touched and hurt by her father. So then the mother comes out. We've got this, Stu. We've got this nailed down. But people don't care anymore. They're willing to give up their lives if they have to. They got nothing to lose.
Well, they're demonic. They're Satan-worshipping demonic people that want to mutilate our children.
So the second day, though, when the Children's Aid Society lawyer comes out of the courtroom, the mother comes out. She's distressed. The Children's Aid Society lawyer comes out and goes like this. I thought she was crying. She was laughing at us because they got the daughter with the father. The girl went from school in the morning from the mother's house, went straight to the father's house, and the mother could never have anything but supervised access. The whole system is like this. These honeys need to be taken out. It's only a job for them, but it's personal to the families they destroy. So I'm trying to say this with as much passion as I can, that people understand the whole system is designed to grab your children. It's estimated 60,000 children disappear in Canada every year. You take 60,000 divided by 365 days, divided by 24 hours a day, by 60 minutes, every minute a child disappears. Where's the Amber Alerts? We don't know that children are missing because it's all done legally. So we have to understand the game that is being played through the universities. I've got these little pedo. They're all that work at the universities. And some people might say I'm homophobe. No, when you have to lie to try to get a child to have sex with you, it is pretty sick. So this is off Ben Levin's website. So engaging students through effective questions. Why do we use the same word love to describe what it feels for family members and also to describe romantic feelings? That's one of his questions. The next one, if you were alone in the house and the phone was disconnected and a robber was coming, what would you do? So he's grooming the pedophiles with this, saying this is what you ask them. So if they take off when you advance on them, you know they're under the bed. This is going to torture them. Our pedophiles aren't smart, but they're clever. So we had a report, Kathleen Wynne's report, It's Never Okay. She reported, this is the last premier who brought in the sex ed curriculum. It's estimated that 10% of sexual assaults in Canada are reported. Out of every 1,000, we get 3 convictions. That's a 0.3% conviction rate. You double that number, you've got 0.6, half a percent conviction rate. Do we really think our courts are this stupid? I've got curriculums from the Law Society that they don't talk about this. Doug Ford, 2 years ago, brought in a buck of beer policy in Frosh Week. And the same year, Nancy Spies, who is a Ontario judge, announced that it was okay to use extreme intoxication as a justification for sexual assault, that she would allow that case back in. Are we going to assume all these people are just really stupid? And as soon as we understand the intention of all of these people is not to help us, they're here to get whatever they need, but they need victims for this sick society to work. Like I said, Slawley got $369,000. That's $250,000. He's connected to sexual assaults in Ottawa. They've got, 10 of them, and you read that one article, so that's not my material. But there's 10 people that have come out and said there was assault or sexual assault by the police. Are we this, we can't be this naive anymore. So we've all got, most of us have good hearts, but we're nice, but nice doesn't cut it for the children. So another woman just came out and said Children's Aid Society took her daughter's 2-month-old. She's a single mom. What course does she have? Another one's come out and said in Halifax, the judge gave 2 daughters to the husband for custody, but they said, she said he has a record of drug trafficking and pimping.
Yeah. I'm just not, I'm not here willing to accept the fact that this is not stoppable and that this is just going to go on
forever. Oh, it is totally stoppable, but it's us. It's us. And we're going to talk about this. So Justin Trudeau, why don't we come up and say, Justin, have you ever had sex with children? Why don't we just point blank start asking them, because we don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, I would love for him to come and be on this program. I would have him in a heartbeat. We've actually sent multiple invites to Justin Trudeau to come on the program and talk with us. Of course he won't, because he's going to get asked the real questions. That's why half of Hollywood won't come on this program. And a lot of so-called elected representatives from the United States government won't be here either, because they know that they're going to get the difficult questions.
I've got
1 minute left.
So there's a gentleman in Lindsay Prison. His name is Guy Brummel. He goes by Agent Margaritaville. Family and Children's Services stole his daughter. He's got evidence that he submitted to the USMCA, proving all the stuff about Trudeau and pedophilia and all this. They've thrown him in the nut house and thrown him in jail because he has a belief that Trudeau's a pedophile. He's got mental illness.
Yeah.
This whole system is
absolutely
messed up.
They'll weaponize the system against anybody that brings the allegations. They'll gaslight. They'll make you look like you're crazy. They do it to victims constantly. They do it to anybody that suspects them. You're just a crazy lunatic, just like we were crazy lunatics when we said that these inoculations would be forced on the entire planet and that you'd have to prove that you had one before you could go buy an apple. Guess what? That's coming to fruition as well. None of this stuff is conspiracy. None of it is conspiracy. This is all very real. But I refuse to accept the fact that these evil people are going to continue to hurt our children without any accountability. We will hold them accountable. There's accountability coming for these people in Jesus' name. Sandy Glaze, you can find more from her at endinggloballoneliness.com. Thank you so much for being here. We'll have you back again soon.
Thank you. Take good care.
Without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Constitution is just a piece of paper. The tyrannical government has guns, and as their corrupt, bought, and paid-for narrative falls apart, they'll be more tempted to turn them on us. But don't worry, you're not alone, patriots. Buy a gun today from GunsAmerica.com, America's oldest and most trusted online platform for buying and selling the guns that keep your loved ones safe. Join the millions of gun buyers who shop there monthly. Private sellers and gun dealers, list your sales for free. No fees for transactions within 50 miles. Selling fees half the cost of auction sites. When you sign up for free at GunsAmerica.com, you get exclusive access to Guns America Digest, delivered every Monday. Honest gun reviews, firearm instruction, and wisdom from America's most popular gun writers. You also get Guns America This Week. Don't miss any important Second Amendment stories and several monthly magazines on hunting, prepping, and long-range shooting. When you sign up today at GunsAmerica.com, you get $10 off your first online gun purchase. Join the fight today at GunsAmerica.com.